Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
To put our faith to work,
Help us not to doubt you. Cast out all fear. Help today, oh Lord. Meet us here today on this broadcast. I pray that you touch us, oh Lord. Heal and deliver her. Look on Evangelist Amin. Touch her body. Strengthen her, oh Lord. Heal and encourage her, oh Lord. Help her to hold fast to the word. Help her, oh Lord, to do your will, Jesus. Oh, my God, give her strength in her body. I know you're able, oh Lord, and I know you got the power. Look on Evangelist Paul, though. Continue to touch and heal her body. Help her to stand and to go through. Pray that you look on your people everywhere. Look on the saints of God, those who are being tested and tried, those who are afflicted and going through infirmities. We pray that you touch them, that you will bless them, help them to go through, help them to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Move in a mighty way. We pray that you will save somebody, oh Lord. Give somebody a mind to run after you, to go after you. Help them, oh Lord, to seek your face and call upon your name. In the name of Jesus, we know you're yet in the saving business. We know you can work a miracle. You can heal and deliver. You can forgive sins, cast them into the sea of unforgetful. We know you're able today, oh Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Wash away sins, oh Lord. Blot out of transgressions. Let your spirit prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Have your way. We're looking to you and depending on you. No other help we know, oh Lord. Oh my God, you are a mighty God today. We trust you. We take you at your word. And we know that you're able to do what you said you would do in your word. We're standing on the word of God. Oh my God, I pray that you continue to bless this broadcast. Continue to have your way. Let your will be done. Let souls be saved. Let souls be encouraged, strengthened, healed, forgiven, and delivered. We know you can do it. We are dependent on you today. No other help we know, Lord. You are our very present help, Lord. Lord, we thank you today, Lord. Thank you for the many mercies that you bestowed upon us. You have not dealt with us after our sins. But we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for the mercy, yes, and the compassion that you have bestowed upon us. You said, because we fear thy name, oh, my God, you would have mercy on us. And I thank you today, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for strength, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, continue to go with us. Look on us, oh, Lord. Lead and guide us, direct our path. We acknowledge you in all our ways. Have your way. Look on our leaders, those who are in authority. We pray that you touch them. Oh, my God, that you will lead and guide them, direct their path. Help them to acknowledge you in all their ways. In the name of Jesus, look on your people everywhere throughout the world. Touch them, bless them, strengthen them, and encourage their hearts that they may be able to stand and to go through their tests and their trials. Lord, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you for you touch my body today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the mercy, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done for me, Jesus. Lord, I pray that you continue to have your way and let your will be done in me. Oh, my God, give me strength where I'm weak and build me up where I'm torn down. Help me to go through the day, oh, Lord. I know you're able. Look on those who are incarcerated. We know you're able to bring them through, oh, Lord. You're able to save, heal, forgive, and deliver. Have thine own way. Let thy will be done, and we will be careful to give thy name the praise, the glory, and honor belongeth unto you. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We welcome you to the show on this afternoon, the Pastor Shua Hameen Show, with your host, Evangelist Shua Hameen. We thank God for that beautiful two evangelists, Maybelle Edmond, and for those of You who are listening for the first time, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hemmings Show. I'm the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God here in Baltimore, Maryland. And Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, Incorporated, located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer. We thank God for him. We thank God for all the people of God. And we want to invite you to use our guest call-in line if you have any words of encouragement or anything to say, or if you have a song on your heart, a testimony you want to give. Please feel free to dial in and do whatever it is the Lord has laid on your heart to do. Our guest call-in number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 7946-408. Praise the Lord. And we are expecting to have a scripture reading on this afternoon. So those of you who have been seeking to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, we'll be doing a scripture reading on this afternoon. And it doesn't matter that you're not in the same place, but wherever you are, keep up that pace, whether it be slow, whether it be medium or fast. Just continue to read until you have accomplished that goal of reading the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. If it takes more than a year, it's okay. Amen. Just read at your pace. But the key is keep on reading the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we just want to give a few of the announcements, and then we're going to have our scripture reading. So go ahead and get your Bibles ready and be ready to read along. Or if you just want to listen, that's fine too. Get ready to listen to the reading of the scripture. And just a few announcements. We are airing every Friday and Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Excuse me, every Friday at 7 p.m. And Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And you can listen to the broadcast by dialing 517-627-6763. And you have to forgive me, I was tested positive for COVID this week, so just getting over that. And so I ask you to just pray along with me. So let me start again. The broadcast airs Friday night at 7 p.m., Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen to the broadcast by dialing 319-527-6763. Or you can listen online by going to the website www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service Title I School. And if you want to correspond with us, can reach out to us by email at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. The mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And we have a prayer request phone number. If you want to send a prayer request, you can do so at 410-209-7503. And also, we are back at the Forest Park Senior Center on the first and third Sundays for services in the afternoon at 3:30 during the same time of our broadcast. So if you're in the area and you want to come in person, you are welcome by at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. I believe the zip code is 21216. excuse me, 21207. And you are welcome to stop in to the service and worship the Lord with us. Or you can continue to listen on the radio broadcast by dialing in or going online. And we also would like to ask you to please pray for all of those who are on our prayer list. And I want you to pray for me, add my name on the prayer list, and others who are dealing with the virus. Let's pray for them also, and for those who are bereaved of their loved ones. I want to add to the prayer list Alicia Charleston. She was a former supervisor of mine, and we still stay in contact. She's my friend, and I'm asking you to pray for her. She had surgery and waiting for the results, and praying that the Lord has healed her. So keep her in your prayers. And also pray for Bernadette and her son Luke. And also let's keep praying for all those who are on our prayer list. I won't call all the names out, but let us pray for Evangelist Paul Doe, who received an injury during our NPMA, and we ask you to pray for her. And also, again, all the bereaved families and those who are sick, let's keep them in our prayers, all of our loved ones, and for one another. And we just thank the Lord for the announcements. And now we're going to get ready to have the scripture reading. So prepare your hearts to hear the word of God. And also, those of you who are reading along, may the Lord bless you through the hearing of the word and the reading of the word of God. So at this time, without further ado, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Dr. Khadija Hameen, that she may read scripture on this afternoon. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank the Lord for the announcements, for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell, and the announcements through Pastor Hameen. And we have been reading the Bible this year. This year's nearly over. Amen. I did the math, and according to my Bible, and what I did was just however many days that I would need to read, which is 365 days. I divided that number by how many pages are in my Bible, and I came up with the number 2. So I have to read 2 pages a day in this Bible to reach the end of the Bible at the 365th day. So I multiplied however many days we are into this month, or excuse me, to this year, by 2, and I'm at 464. The page 464, which puts us in Jeremiah, and it's the end of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. So I'll start there. Jeremiah 31 and 31, and then I'll read 2 pages. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. It reads, "I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon, and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the city shall be built to the Lord from the tower of Hananel unto the gate of the corner, and the measuring line shall yet go forth over against it upon the hill Gareb, and shall compass about to Goath. In the whole valley of the dead bodies and the ashes and all the fields into the brook of Kidron, unto the corner of the horse gate toward the east, shall be holy unto the Lord. It shall not be plucked up nor thrown down any more forever. Jeremiah 32 and 1. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. For then the king of Babylon's army besieged Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison, which was in the king of Judah's house. For Zedekiah, king of Judah, had shut him up, saying, Wherefore dost thou prophesy and say, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And Zedekiah, king of Judah, shall not escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans, but shall surely be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with him mouth to mouth, and his eyes shall behold his eyes, and he shall lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and there shall he be until I visit him, saith the Lord. Though he fight with the Chaldeans, he shall not prosper. And Jeremiah said, The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Behold, Hananel, the son of Shalom, thine uncle, shall come unto thee, saying, Buy thee my field that is in Ananoth, for the right of redemption is thine to buy it. So Hananel, mine uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison, according to the word of the Lord, and said unto me, Buy my field, I pray thee, that is in Ananoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine. Buy it for thyself. Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. And I bought the field of Hananel, my uncle's son, that was in Anathoth, and weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver. And I subscribed the evidence and sealed it and took witnesses and weighed him the money in the balances. So I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, that which was open, and I gave the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, in the sight of Hananel, mine uncle's son, and in the presence of the witnesses that subscribed the book of the purchase, before all the Jews that sat in the court of the prison. And I charged Baruch before them, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Take these evidences, this evidence of the purchase, both which is sealed, and this evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Now when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch the son of Neriah, I prayed unto the Lord, saying, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou shewest loving kindness unto thousands and recompenses the iniquity of the fathers in the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. Great in counsel and mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings, which has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even unto this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and has made thee a name as at this day, and has brought forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders and with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm and with great terror, and has given them this land which thou didst swear to their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they came in and possessed it. But they obeyed not thy voice, neither walked in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Therefore thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. Behold the mounts, they are come into the city to take it, and the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans that fight against it because of the sword and of the famine and of the pestilence. And what thou hast spoken is come to pass, and behold, thou seest it. And thou hast said unto me, O Lord God, buy thee the field for money and take witnesses, for the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Then came the word of the Lord of Jeremiah, saying, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the Chaldeans and into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And the Chaldeans that fight against this city shall come and set fire on this city and burn it with the houses upon whose roofs they have offered incense unto Baal and poured out drink offerings unto other gods to provoke me to anger. For the children of Israel and the children of Judah have only done evil before me from their youth. For the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands, saith the Lord. For this city hath been to me as a provocation of mine anger and of my fury from the day that they built it even unto this day, that I should remove it from before my face because of all the evil of the children of Israel and all the and of the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings, their princes, their priests, and their prophets, and the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And they have turned unto me the back and not the face. Though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. But they set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. And now, therefore, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning this city whereof ye say, it shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. Behold, I will gather them out of all countries, whither I have driven them in my anger and in my fury and in my great wrath, and I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God, and I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Thank you, Jesus. That I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts that they shall not depart from me. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. For thus saith the Lord, like as I have brought all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. And the field shall be bought in this land, whereof ye say it is desolate without man or beast. It is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Men shall buy fields for money, and subscribe evidences and seal them and take witnesses in the land of Benjamin and in the places of Jerusalem and in the cities of Judah and in the cities of the mountains and in the cities of the valley and in the cities of the south. For I will cause their captivity to return, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:1. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and shew thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts and by the sword, they come to fight with the Chaldeans. But it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men whom I have slain in my anger and in my fury and for all those wickedness and for all whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return and will build them as at the first. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me. And I will pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them, and they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. Thus saith the Lord, again there shall be heard in this place, which ye say shall be desolate without man and without beast, even in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, that are desolate without man and without inhabitant and without beast, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, again in this place, which is desolate without man and without beast, and in all the cities thereof, shall be an inhabitation of shepherds, causing their flocks to lie down. In the cities of the mountains, and in the cities of the vale, and in the cities of the south, and in the land of Benjamin, and in the places about Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, shall the flocks pass again under the hands of him that telleth them, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. For thus saith the Lord, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel, neither shall the priests, the Levites, want a man before me to offer burnt offerings and to kindle meat offerings and to do sacrifice continually. And the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah, saying, thus saith the Lord, if ye can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, considerest thou not what this people have spoken, saying, the two families which the Lord hath chosen, he hath even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. Thus saith the Lord, if my covenant be not this day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Jacob and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. Jeremiah 34. The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army, and all the kingdoms of the earth of his dominion, and all the people fought against Jerusalem and against all the cities thereof, saying, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, go and speak to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and tell him, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. And thou shalt not escape out of his hand, but shall surely be taken and delivered into his hand, and thine eyes shall behold the eyes of the king of Babylon, and he shall speak with thee mouth to mouth, and thou shalt go to Babylon. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O Zedekiah, king of Judah. Thus saith the Lord of thee, thou shalt not die by the sword, but thou shalt die in peace, and with the burnings of thy fathers, the former kings which were before thee, so shall they burn odors from thee. And they shall lament thee, saying, ah, Lord, for I have pronounced the word, saith the Lord. Then Jeremiah the prophet spake all these words unto Zedekiah, king of Judah in Jerusalem, when the king of Babylon's army fought against Jerusalem and against all the cities of Judah that were left, against Lachish and against Azekah, for these defense cities remained of the cities of Judah. This is the word that came unto Jeremiah from the Lord After that, the king Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people which were at Jerusalem to proclaim liberty unto them, that every man should let his manservant and every man his maidservant, being in Hebrew or in Hebrewess, go free, that none should serve himself of them, to wit, of a Jew, his brother. Now when all the princes and all the people which had entered into the covenant heard that every one should let his manservant and every one his maidservant go free, that none should serve themselves of them any more, then they obeyed and let them go. But afterward they turned and caused the servants and the handmaids whom they had let go free to return and brought them into subjection for servants and for handmaids. Therefore the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, I made a covenant with your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondmen, saying, At the end of 7 years, let ye go every man his brother in Hebrew, which hath been sold unto thee. And when he hath served thee 6 years, thou shalt let him go free from thee. But your fathers hearkened not unto me, neither inclined their ear. And ye were now turned, and have done right in my sight, in proclaiming liberty every man to his neighbor. And ye had made a covenant before me in the house, which is called by my name. But ye turned and polluted my name, and caused every man his servant and every man his handmaid, whom he had set at liberty at their pleasure, to return, and brought them into subjection to be unto you for servants and for handmaids. Therefore thus saith the Lord, Ye have not hearkened unto me in proclaiming liberty, everyone to his brother, and every man to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim a liberty for you, saith the Lord, to the sword, to the pestilence, and to the famine, and I will make you to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And I will give the men that have transgressed my covenant, which have not performed the words of the covenant which they had made before me, when they cut the half in twain, and passed between the parts thereof. The princes of Judah and the princes of Jerusalem, the eunuchs and the priests and all the people of the land, which pass between the parts of the calf. I will even give them into the hand of their enemies and into the hand of them that seek their life. And their dead bodies shall be for meat unto the fowls of the heaven and to the beasts of the earth. And Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his princes will I give into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of them that seek their life, and into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which are gone up from you. I will command, saith the Lord, and cause them to return to the city, and they shall fight against it, and take it, and burn it with fire, and I will make the cities of Judah a desolation without an inhabitant. Jeremiah 35 and 1. The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Go unto the house of the Rechabites and speak unto them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Jaazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habaziniah. And his brethren, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites. And I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Maaseiah, the son of Shalem, the keeper of the door. And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups, and I said unto them, Drink ye wine. But they said, We will drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, Ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. Neither shall ye build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any, but all your days ye shall dwell in tents, that ye may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, and all that he hath charged us, to drink no wine all our days. We, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in, neither having vineyards, nor field, nor seed, but we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab, our father, commanded us. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, came up into the land, that we said, Come, and let us go to Jerusalem for fear of the army of the Chaldeans and for fear of the army of the Syrians, so we dwell at Jerusalem. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Judah, Will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words, saith the Lord? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed, for unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye hearken not unto me. I have sent also unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, Return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them, and ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers, but ye have not inclined your ear nor hearkened unto me. Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but this people have not hearkened unto me. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard, and I have called unto them, but they have not answered. And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Because ye have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according unto all that he hath commanded you, therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not want a man to stand before me forever. Jeremiah 36, and 1. And it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Take thee a roll of a book, and write therein all these words, all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel, and against Judah, and against all the nations, from the day I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah, even unto this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord which he had spoken unto him upon a roll of a book. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up, I cannot go into the house of the Lord. Therefore go thou and read in the roll which thou hast written from my mouth the words of the Lord in the ears of the people in thy Lord's house upon the fasting day, and also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. It may be they will present their supplication before the Lord, and will return everyone from his evil way, for great is the anger and the fury that the Lord hath pronounced against this people. And Baruch the son of Neriah did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the book the words of the Lord in the Lord's house. And it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, that they proclaimed a fast before the Lord to all the people in Jerusalem, and to all the people that came from the cities of Jerusalem unto Jerusalem. Came from the cities of Judah unto Jerusalem. Then read Baruch in the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of the Lord in the chamber of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, the scribe, in the higher court at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house in the ears of all the people. When Micaiah, the son of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, had heard out of the book all the words of the Lord, then he went down into the king's house, into the scribe's chamber, and lo, all the princes sat there, even Elishaman, the scribe, and Deliah, the son of Shemaiah, and Elnathan, the son of Achbor, and Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah, the son of Hananiah, and all the princes. Then Micaiah declared unto them all the words that he had heard when Baruch read the book in the ears of the people. Therefore all the princes, Jehudai, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushai, unto Baruch, saying, Take in thy hand the roll wherein thou hast read in the ears of the people, and come. So Baruch, the son of Neriah, took the roll in his hand and came unto them. And they said unto him, Sit down now and read it in our ears. So Baruch read it in their ears. Now it came to pass, when they had heard all the words, that they were afraid both one and other, and said unto Baruch, we will surely tell the king of all these words. And they asked Baruch, saying, tell us now, how didst thou write all these words at his mouth? And Baruch answered them, he pronounced all these words unto me with his mouth, and I wrote them with ink in the book. Then said the princes unto Baruch, go hide thee, thou and Jeremiah, and let no man know where ye be. And they went in to the king into the court, but they laid up the roll in the chamber of Elishama, the scribe, and told all the words, in the ears of the king. So the king sent Jehudi to fetch the roll, and he took it out of Elishama, the scribe's chamber, and Jehudi read it in the ears of the king, and in the ears of all the princes which stood before the king, beside the king, sorry. Now the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the hearth burning before him. And it came to pass that when Jehudi had read 3 or 4 leaves, he cut it with a penknife and cast it into the fire that was on the hearth, until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. Yet they were not afraid, nor rent their garments, neither the king nor any of his servants that heard all these words. Nevertheless, Elnathan and Deleiah and Gemariah had made intercession to the king that he would not burn the roll, that he would not hear them. But the king commanded Jeremiah, the son of Himelech, and Sariah, the son of Azrael, and Shelemiah, the son of Abdael, to take Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet, but the Lord hid them. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after that the king had burned the roll and the words which Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, take thee again another roll and write in it all the former words that were in the first roll which Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, had burned. And thou shalt say to Jehoiakim, king of Judah, thus saith the Lord, thou hast burnt this roll, saying, why hast thou written therein, saying, the king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land, and shall cause to cease from thence man and beast. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out in the day to the heat, and in the night to the frost, and I will punish him and his seed and his servants for their iniquity, and I will bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem and upon the men of Judah all the evil that I have pronounced against them, but they hearkened not. And then took Jeremiah another roll and gave it to Baruch the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote therein from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire. And there were added besides unto them many like words. Amen. Thank God for the reading of his word. And I'm going to stop there. I want to encourage you to keep on going. And I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Honey. God bless you, Evangelist Honey.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the beautiful reading of the scriptures that were read, and we see in there how God began to reach out to his people many, many times, and how they were disobedient and would not hearken to the words of the Lord, especially the king. He didn't like what God was saying, and that's the thing about when God is speaking the truth. The truth is hard for people to receive. It's hard for them to accept. And that's because they have made up in their mind that they want to do like they want to do and do what they want to do and not hearken to the voice of the Lord. But it's not going to stop God from doing what he will do. Nobody can stop God. When he speaks, whatever he speaks is going to come to pass. So it's better to accept the word of God and to hearken diligently to all the words of the Lord, because God will surely bring to pass whatsoever he has pronounced against us or upon us. Know this, that God can do everything. There is nothing too hard for God. And as it was brought out, even though the city would be burned and it would be desolate. God could raise that city up as if nothing ever happened. Because he asked Jeremiah, is it anything too hard for God? God could restore it to its original state, no matter what condition it's in. And that's the same with us. No matter what condition we're in, God can rejuvenate us. God can make us brand new. God can do all things. There is nothing too hard for God. And maybe you feel like you are in a condition that is hopeless and like there is no hope for you and there's nothing else that you can do. But you can try the Lord. You can come to the Lord and repent godly sorry for the wrong you've done and be sorry for not obeying the voice of the Lord. So you know the Lord has been calling you and reaching out to you and trying to get your attention. It's time now to hearken to the voice of the Lord. And don't put it off any longer. And God will make something beautiful out of your life. And don't let the enemy fool you into thinking that you need to stop doing this, you need to get this straightened out and all of that before you come to the Lord, because that doesn't make sense at all. When you get sick, do you work on yourself and try to heal yourself and then go see a doctor? No. You get sick, oh, take me to the doctor. I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack. Get me to the hospital. Well, if you are in a condition that you can't change, you have habits that you can't break. You're living in sin, and you cannot get free. You need to take it to the Lord in prayer. You need to call on the name of the Lord. Praise God. It's an emergency. Dial J-E-S-U-S, 911, but dial up J-E-S-U-S. It's an emergency, and you need Dr. Jesus, hallelujah, and he will make you whole. Glory to God. I thank God for this beautiful scripture, and I want to invite you right now to come and let us go to God in prayer. If you have any problem in your life, if you have sickness, if you have any kind of prayer request or desire, whatever it is, let's go to God together and let's pray to the Lord. Amen. Believing God, knowing that there's nothing too hard for God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how, calling upon your holy name, Lord Jesus. We ask you to stop by here, Lord, while we're praying this prayer. And Lord, while we're praying, search our hearts, oh God. Whatever is in our heart that is not right, forgive us, oh Lord, and take it away from us. Lord, and remember us tonight. Look on us with compassion, Lord Jesus. Stretch out your mighty hand, Lord, and lay your hand upon us. And Lord God, help us to hearken to your words, Lord. Whatever it is you have commanded us, help us, Lord, to be humble and obedient, oh, Lord God. Forgive our disobedience, Lord. Forgive our doubts and our unbelief. And help our unbelief, oh, God. Help us to trust in you with all of our hearts. Help us, Lord God, not to lean to our own understanding, but to lean and depend on you with our whole heart. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will save dying souls, Lord, that you will deliver those who are bound up. Oh, God, loose their chains in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, God, that you will touch and heal those who are sick in their bodies, Lord, suffering with an affliction. Oh, my God, we know, Lord, that you are our healer. Oh, my Lord, and that you sent Jesus to die on the cross to save the world. And with his stripes, we are healed.
And we believe you, Lord Jesus. We're taking you at your word. We're believing you for our healing today, Lord God, and for our deliverance, oh Lord. We're believing you for the saving of souls, Lord Jesus. We're believing you, Lord, for our deliverance and for our breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to take control and to have your way. Oh, Lord God, remember us as we're praying down here while we're going through, Lord God, when we're being tested and tried. Remember us, Lord, and strengthen us in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to look on those on the prayer list one by one and name by name. Bless, Lord God, according to the need. Lord, whatever the heart's desire is, if it's in your will, oh God, bless them, Lord, and grant it unto them. And even if it's in your permissive will, let it be done, oh God, according to your will. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord, and let your holy will be done. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, and we praise you, and we thank you for your word, Lord God. We thank you for giving us another chance, Lord. We thank you for your healing power, oh, Lord, for the body and the soul. Give hallelujah for every blessing, Lord Jesus. We thank you for even allowing us to be here one more day, Lord, and for giving us a chance to minister, oh, Lord. Oh, God, strengthen us where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. Lord, bless this ministry the more, and those ministries that have been birthed through the situation that we had, oh, God, and we ask you to please expand these ministries for the growth of the church, Lord God, for the saving of souls, for the promulgating of the gospel around the world. Lord God, have your way and take control in the name of Jesus. Open the doors for us that we may walk therein. Oh, blessed Savior, because we want to do your will, but we need your help, Lord. We need divine intervention. We need you, Lord, to pave that way for us that we may go forth even the more and expand, Lord. We ask you to enlarge our territory. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Enlarge our coast, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, give us what we need in order to minister, Lord. Equip us according to your will and according to the work that you've assigned unto us, Lord. We believe you, and we are taking you at your word. And, oh, God, we count it as, and we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you've done and for the moving of your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the outpouring of your spirit, oh, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for comfort and for consolation. We thank you, Lord, for those who are listening right now on this broadcast. We thank you, oh God, and we ask you to bless them in a special way. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you right now. Oh God, I thank you for touching my body and for healing me, Lord. I thank you, and I praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now for all things, Lord, and we are asking you to accept our prayer. And, Lord, let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. We thank God once again for the word of God. We just thank God because hearing the scripture can help us in our spiritual life days. Hearing what others have done and what God has done and how he made promises, he made covenant with his people. He gave them words and things that he wanted them to do, but
some of them refused to hearken to the words of the Lord. Amen. But it won't stop God from performing whatever he wants to perform. Can't nobody stop the work of the Lord, no matter who they are. They try to burn it up, it's not going to work. You try to shut the word out,
yes,
it's not going to work. Hallelujah. No matter what you do, you can't stop the word of God. Amen. It's too powerful. But we truly thank God for the word of God. And this time we're going to give way for remarks. And those of you who are listening, if you care to dial in to have remarks, you're certainly welcome to do so. And you can dial in to our guest call-in line, which is 978-990-5270. Access code 7946-408. And I just want to say, before we have the remarks, Lord's will, in the future, we're going to look forward to having a guest call in line without the access code. You can just dial in without having to use an access code. So, Lord's will, we're looking to do that in the very near future. Amen. At this time, anyone desire to have remarks may do so. God bless you. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the precious word of God that was read through Dr. Khadija Hameen. Beautiful scriptures and how the Lord was speaking to Jeremiah to speak to his people. And I tell you, that is very, very enlightening, how God used him and spoke through him to speak to his people. And God is still doing the same thing in this day and time. He has not lost any power, and his word is still the same. His word will not change. I thank the Lord. I enjoyed hearing the reading of the word. Praise God, and I encourage you to continue to let the Lord have his way. Then, Khadija, continue to read the word of God, because it is very enlightening and precious. And all who hears it and take heed to it, they will be blessed. And I thank the Lord for you too, Evangelist Hameen, how the Lord has touched you and touched your body and healed. That's the kind of God we serve. He's a healer. I tell you, the Lord touched my body today. I tell you, I was feeling terrible. But the Lord, he came by and he touched me and strengthened me, and I feel much better. Thank the Lord. So let us keep praying one for another, and we pray that the Lord will continue to have his way and bless this broadcast. God bless you.
Amen. I thank God for the reading of the Lord's word. Truly, I enjoyed it. Thank God for the encouragement for Dennis Neville, and also grateful that the Lord touched both of your bodies. And just when I was reading, thinking of how merciful God is,
yes,
how he sent his prophet to warn the people, and even though they chose to turn from doing good and did evil, he still promised to bless them, even though they didn't deserve it. He did not reward them according to their iniquities. And that's the kind of God we serve. But once he finishes warning, and we don't take heed, that punishment is going to come if we don't take heed. And I don't want to be one of those ones that gets caught up in that. You know, he gave the people so many opportunities, and he's still doing it. He's still stretching out his hand and sending his people to warn, his prophets to warn. Whether or not we hear, that's up to us. I choose to be a hearer, because, you know, I don't know if everybody knows the story of, you know, what happened with Zedekiah and how his end came to be, but I don't want that to happen to me, you know, especially if God has given you ample time and warning you. So, ha, I'm enjoying reading the Word of God. I really am. And there are some things like you hear the things like when Vanessa was saying it. God can do everything, or asking, is there anything too hard for me? And hearing things, and then when you read them, it's like, oh, that's where that is. And God called him, he said that he would bring health and a cure to the land, to us, to the people. A cure. He's the cure. And it's just, he's a healer. He's so many things. But then when you read it, it's like, oh, this is where these things are beautiful gems in the Word of God. So if you are reading, continue reading. And if you're not, it's a good time to start. If you stop, pick it back up. But be encouraged. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Any other remarks? If not, we truly thank God for this broadcast on this afternoon. And we do apologize for, like, last week. We were traveling, and we had technical difficulties, so the broadcast did not. But we do thank you. If you try to tune in, we apologize for the difficulty. But we are glad to be back on the air now and asking you to keep us in prayer. And I just want to say I thank God for our 45th National Pentecostal Ministerial Alliance, which we had in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The Lord really blessed. I really enjoyed that trip. Amen. Had a great time. And we'd like to go back. Praise the Lord. But we had a beautiful time. And we thank the Lord for blessing us. We have a new NPMA president. Praise the Lord. Our own Elder Jerry Bennett, pastor of Grace Temple Church of God there in Lyleville, mm-hmm. North Carolina. And we ask you to keep him in your prayers. And if it be the Lord's will, next year for our next NPMA, the place has already been chosen. So if you want to go, you can start preparing now. It's going to be in Daytona Beach, Florida. And looking forward to it. And also upcoming October, getting ready for our convocation. I'm not sure which one this is going to be. What number convocation will this be?
61.
Yes, that would be last year was our 60th. So we're looking forward to our 61st. Annual convocation. Amen. Praise the Lord. More details to come. But in the meantime, let us keep one another in prayer. We thank you for your patience. This does conclude the broadcast this afternoon. We look forward to you tuning in with us on Friday evening at 7 p.m. for our next broadcast. And if that's all, may the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.